at the World we're here in the Bahamas at the World Credit Union Conference at the Underground Collision with Mr. Paul Norgrove. And from the UK, actually.
From the UK.
Yeah.
A long way to come. I still haven't seen the beach.
Oh, you haven't?
I
wow.
I haven't seen the beach.
I saw a little bit of it this morning, but that was about just a glimpse.
Yep. Just conferencing all out. So.
Exactly. I hear what you're saying. But you were up there presenting just for a few minutes or something, but you talked about something very pertinent about a succession plan for boards that, which is a really hot topic right now.
Yep.
So can you go over a few key points that you talked about?
A few key points for me is I don't think we're having the conversation enough. I think, and even when we do, we tend to talk the talk and not walk the talk. But it's something that our board's beginning to look at, and I've experienced it through our trade body, whose board I sit on, where you have to be really deliberate in your approach to culture and allowing that succession planning to start. And it doesn't have to be a fully documented approach. It just needs to be an awareness and acceptance. And I think one of the other presenters, Stacey Walker, talked about being willing to step away when your time is right to step away.
That's hard for a lot of people.
It is, because we don't want to step away from something good.
Yeah.
And the credit union movement is fantastic, and it provides a lot of happiness and success for a lot of people, from the membership through the staff to the board. But the skills required to push this movement forward and keep it moving are different to what we have now. And we need that blend. And I think we're in that transitional phase at the moment of needing pioneers and legacy, but also we need new skills and people who we don't have at the moment. And the only way we do that is by starting the conversation. And that's what the Underground was about today.
Right.
It was fantastic.
Indeed. And so how important is this issue within the credit union, even in the UK? I mean, I know it's an important issue in the US, but what about the UK? Is it pretty pretty hot there as well?
So the classic stale pale male board does come up, particularly as a police credit union. You know, it's an issue we've had in the past. It's not as prevalent anymore. But I just think awareness of credit unions on a global scale is still developing. So people aren't not joining and becoming board members because they don't want to. They're just not aware. And I think some of the interesting topics today for me were around compensation and around if you want a professional who's maybe an attorney or an IT cybersecurity expert who's already working full time.
Mm-hmm.
To get him to change or her to change her life enough to join your organization as a board member and give up hours and the demands of being a board member are increasing and increasing and increasing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? You have to be transparent about your vision, the expectation of them. And I think there will be some conversations around compensation.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, paying board members, that's another hot topic. Do you see that moving forward?
Yes, yeah. Okay. I see it as a natural transition.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of scale.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a $600,000 credit union and you're a $3 billion credit union, I think there are tangibles that are relatable to scale. I think they're individual. It's not necessarily scale or individual to that credit union, and what works for one is not necessarily going to work for the other. You know, we're the same in principle, but we're all completely different and we have our own nuances, and I think there are already credit unions are, but I think it's going to become more and more popular as we go forward.
I think you're right.
Yeah, alongside good governance. I always say good governance is everything. Whether you pay, don't pay, whether it's board meetings in the evening, in the daytime,
mm-hmm.
whether they're traditional from the common bond or the field of membership or they're external people, good governance is key.
Yeah,
always.
All right, well, this is an issue that isn't going anywhere soon. See if I have anything else for you here, Paul. Puppies pee on carpet.
Tell me something.
This is one of the takeaways I got from your talk.
So,
puppies pee on carpet. Tell us about
podcast
this.
It was a podcast I was watching, and it was around if you're going to be willing to drive change and give people the opportunity to fail and fail fast, you have to acknowledge that puppies pee on the carpet.
And there's going to be some accidents every now and then.
There'll be some accidents every now and then, and you know, as long as you've got enough of the stuff to clean it up and you're expecting it, it shouldn't be a crisis. And I think that's one thing that has happened, and I think we need to give our young credit union professionals and young leaders a break. You know, we're asking them to take on some demands that are new to them, and we're not perfect, but nobody is. And I think reacting in a supportive manner to things is important, and I think the puppies pee on the carpet thing, it's just something that stayed with me and the team. And when we talk around taking on a new project, and innovation and change is a CFO's nightmare because there's not necessarily a return on investment. It's a puppies behind the carpet moment. So
I love it. I'm not going to forget that either. That's why I had to bring it up. I had to, like, I want to share that with everybody. My gosh, so cool. Let's see here. One more question here. So you mentioned it toward the end of your talk, what got us here stopped working in 2014. Mm-hmm. And you actually said you guys are going backward. How did you turn the ship around?
Yeah, so we were a closed bond credit union serving just the police.
Yeah.
And in 2014, we made the decision to open up the bond. We made the decision to start changing technology. We made a really drastic decision at board level to condense the number of board members. So the organization went through compressed change. But that was because we were stagnating, our membership figures were falling, and we had to take it back to basics. So I think the term at the time was keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
So we kept everything very simple, washed it all down, but now we're building again. And we're doing some really cool collaborative products and joining with associations that have nothing to do with credit unions to gain that extra knowledge and individual input. So. I think for us, we had a crisis, and then that forced the change. Mm-hmm. What I was trying to get across was the change is going to happen anyway. You're going to need to, so don't wait till you have a crisis. Don't wait till the roof's off and leaking before you try and put the tiles back on. You know, do it when the sun's shining.
Yeah, don't wait for trouble.
Yeah.
It's going to come get you. Yeah, right on. All right, Paul. Thank you so much. I'll let you get at it. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. All right.
We'll
keep an eye on you. All right. Yeah.